Good Monday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by the Business Roundtable. Tomorrow is the special election in Pennsylvania's 18th congressional district. Rick Saccone, a Republican who DC insiders are underwhelmed with, faces Connor Lamb, a Democrat who is running as a quasi-conservative. Spending in the race is out of control. $12.5 million has been spent, mostly by Republicans. If Republicans win, they're going to say it's proof that they can keep the House, even with their president in the 30s. If Democrats win, they'll say they can take back the House, tax reform isn't as big of a positive as Republicans think, and Nancy Pelosi isn't as big of a drag as conventional wisdom holds. Here's a pro tip. Don't put a ton of stock in this race. Yes, it matters because every race matters in politics. But Republicans are not going to be able to dump $8 million into every competitive seat. Actually, they won't be able to dump $8 million into most seats. And most Democratic candidates are going to have primaries, so they won't be able to tack to the right like Lamb has been able to. For good measure, the Congressional Leadership Fund and the RNC are both spending in this race. CLF dropped more than $51,000 on, quote, mobile communications, and the RNC put in more than $26,000 on phone services. Burgess Everett and Alana Shore have the 30,000-foot step-back piece on how this has become the attention deficit disorder Congress. They quote two Republicans at the top, Senators John Kennedy and Susan Collins, as both complaining about how every time the president seems to zero in on an issue, he moves on to something else. Considering that, it seems appropriate that the Trump administration announced last night that it was going to aid states in firearms training for teachers and school staff. It also announced that Education Secretary Betsy DeVos would chair a government commission to explore steps to prevent school violence. It's worth noting, most Republican and Democratic lawmakers have said they oppose an effort to arm teachers. Meanwhile, BuzzFeed is reporting that as 60 Minutes prepares to interview Stormy Daniels, Trump's personal lawyers are considering filing an injunction to stop CBS from airing the segment. Either way, Daniels' attorney said the publicity blitz isn't going to end anytime soon. Matt Nussbaum reports that over the weekend, Trump targeted BMW and Mercedes-Benz over trade imbalances. But Nussbaum reports that both companies have big presences in states Trump won in 2016, BMW in South Carolina and Mercedes-Benz in Alabama. The New York Times has the latest on Jared Kushner's efforts on Mideast peace. They write that his plan is nearly finished, but the question is it dead on arrival? The president is likely to present the plan soon, but it could be rejected out of hand by the Palestinians, and the president's attention is now squarely on what's happening with North Korea. Isaac Dovere sat down Sunday in Austin with Arnold Schwarzenegger at South by Southwest for a live off-message podcast taping, where Schwarzenegger announced that he was going to sue Big Oil for, quote, first-degree murder. The former California governor and global environmental activist announced the move, revealing that he's in talks with several private law firms and is preparing a public push around the effort. Here's what's on Trump's agenda today. This afternoon, the president will host the 2017 World Series champions, Houston Astros. He will also have lunch with Energy Secretary Rick Perry. And to close out today, it's bracket time. Compete against your friends, top playbookers, political insiders, and VIPs to win prizes, including Apple Watches, AirPods, GoPros, and Google Home, not to mention bragging rights. Here's the details. Submit your bracket before the first full round of the tournament begins this Thursday. Governors, senators, congressmen, mayors, and some of the biggest names in politics and media are already in the game. Look for a special delivery of playbook basketballs to congressional and Senate offices Tuesday. We'll retweet fun basketball photos with the hashtag PlaybookLoyal. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.